and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling your softly to a successful you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
We're in and we're up and running. Hello and welcome to UK Health Radio. Yes, you are with me with my morning voice. It is, well, it's just past 6 a.m. here in the morning, but not for my guests somewhere else in the world. And that's something we're going to bring in a sec. But here we are. It's wonderful to be here. And yes, you with Paul Rees, and my wife is not here because she is in bed. You with Paul Rees, UK Health Radio. And do I have a show for you today? Yes, we do, man. It's wonderful to be here. And here's the thing is that, you know what? I'm recording later in the week. It's Friday instead of, I usually do a Monday, but it just didn't pan out for me because of bank holidays and all those beautiful things that come globally. You know, and I was thinking this week, you know, if I did a bit of traveling, I could have had Easter a few times over. Bear in mind, now just, it's funny when you live in a country, you just don't take into account that Easter is another time, another day in another part of the world. And if you were prepared to get on a plane, you could celebrate the chocolate eggs many times over. Do you know what I mean? Even though, listen, it was my first time to indulge in a massive amount of chocolate in ages. And surprising how quick that addiction comes back in. It's like, what? I had my chocolate egg and I finished it off and I said to myself, okay, eat it, get it done. And why do we do that? Let's eat it and get it out of the way. Instead of, no, eat it. If you don't anymore, throw it into recycling. Do you know what I mean? But no, I'm a bit of a chocolate addict. So I ate all my egg and then it was like, I'm a bit of chocolate after a meal for some reason, you know? And again, not for a long time, probably had a whole, maybe a year off without chocolate. But I've quickly realized there is something in chocolate, guys, that moment you have that first hit again, you are back to where you were. You're back to square one. And I am now going cold turkey. I am cold turkey coming off the chocolate. I'm in there. I'm doing it. And you know what? I'm going to, well, I was going to say the end of this month, but it's my birthday end this month, so I couldn't do it. But I'm going to do another 5-day fast. I need to get it out to me. I'm going to give it a go, guys, and I will let you know. Oh, I'm getting on with that. That's for sure. But in the meantime, maybe I need my guest to help me. You know, how to get off chocolate, how to pretend it was never there. And that's something we're going to talk about in a sec. But you know what? It has been a very kind of, it's been a quick week for me, and it has. And here's the thing. I have a lot of things planned, but we have decided, we have committed. I'm going on a 3-month tour. I'm going on a 3-month tour by the end of April. I'm going to be touring the length and breadth of UK, interviewing, deep dive interviewing as many business people as I can from the bottom of Wales to the top of Scotland. And we're going to be talking about the British economic state in business. I'm going to be meeting with business people who are just starting up to those who are turning over hundreds of millions. This is going to be coming, and this radio show is going to be getting loads of those tidbits of interviews. I'm going to be plowing them on my YouTube channel, and I'm going to be talking about the legacy business designs that I'm going to be doing with these people. It's all coming out, guys. I'm putting it out there. I'm putting myself in a goldfish bowl. You will see me from every angle. And talking about that, I have a guest today that you're going to see from every angle because, man, there are some beautiful layers to this person. There truly is. And it is, you know what? We were talking before we came on air, you know, we were talking about, you know, open-mindedness and how there is a new wave of thinking coming behind the likes of me or 55-year-old Paul Rees. And there is, and we are seeing that, you know, the wave of the new generation is coming behind me. Open-minded, yes, there's a huge entitlement there, but that's what makes it so great in my eyes. I'm loving that entitlement with our 20-year-olds means that we can't think for them. They think for themselves. And this is what's needed. This is what's needed. I was saying to our guests, you know, if I sighed, I was back-chatting. If we blew hard in front of our parents, we were back-chatting. I mean, how crazy is that? Do you know what I mean? But these were the days. These were the days. And here's the thing is that, you know, we should be allowed to think how we want to think. We should be allowed to feel how we want to feel. You know, we should have that right. We should have that right. You know, we are spiritual beings. We are spiritual beings. Allow ourselves to feel free in that energy for sure. Anyway, I'm waffling on. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because I'm excited about the show is where we are. So let me bring this beautiful guest in. So we are all the way from Australia. Yes, I mean, if you're in Australia, it's not all the way from Australia. But if you're in Wales, it definitely is an upside down conversation we're having today, that's for sure. And it is wonderful. Let me bring it in. The amazing now, Dr. December, to me, is Sue Williams today. Come in, girl, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, what a delight, Paul. Thank you for inviting me.
It's been
Quite an
beautiful.
introduction, too.
Oh, bless you, girl. And no, thank you for coming on. And it is, it's, you know, I love what it is you're doing, which we're going to talk about in a sec. But you know, when you do what you do, which is, I'm going to put it out there, sport hypnotherapy. Now, at the moment I say hypnotherapy, there's going to be an audience, the range that we have, because this show touches four corners of the earth. It goes out everywhere. You're going to have a mix of, oh no, not another hypnotist. Then we're going to have a mix of hypnotherapy, that sounds interesting. Then we're going to have, oh, hypnosis, so that's controlling the mind. We're going to have those three thoughts coming into our pipeline immediately because we have the hypnotist, we have hypnosis, and then we have hypnotherapy. You know, now,
Absolutely.
and they are, for many, they're in one. But they are very separate, girl. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. They're quite different, though, the three areas you just mentioned. We've got the stage hypnotist who is up there. The purpose of that performance is just to entertain people.
Yeah.
And certainly the people who are on stage are hypnotized, but it's by choice. And they are really wanting to be the center of attention. And that's why they allow these things to happen to them, whether it's barking like a dog, clucking like a chicken, whatever it is that the stage hypnotist wants them to do.
Yeah.
But then we have hypnosis, which is a standalone modality, which we can use self-hypnosis.
Wow.
I mean, being in trance is 100% human condition anyway. We're in and out of trance all day, whether we realize it or not. So when
Well,
you
let me
think
come
if
in on
you're
that.
breathing,
Let me come in, girl. You said something in it. Listen, I'm of a spiritual background and I've experienced trance. I've seen it and things. And maybe that's a different shape to what I'm thinking about. But is trance, you know, for like, if we're going in now to trance in our own time throughout the day, would that be when we tap into perhaps our own wisdom and we are thinking deeply? We're thinking into something very deeply, and we almost get into our own, I don't know, our own space where
It
nothing kind
is.
of
It
interrupts
is.
us. Listen, I'm, I also
And
I you know my meditation's a big, it's my caffeine. Meditation's my caffeine in the
yep.
morning, but coming, you know, is that, you know, that's type of light hypnosis then where we do go in and out our own deep thoughts.
Yes, well, we're and not even intentionally doing it. As a species, we do it without even realizing. If you imagine you've read or you're in the middle of reading an incredibly interesting book,
Oh,
you
wow.
sit down and you get stuck into that book, you look up and it's an hour, 2 hours later, and you've had no concept of the passing of time.
Yeah.
You've been in trance
Wow.
because, and you've managed to keep breathing, you've managed to keep sitting up, you've managed to be able to turn the pages in the book. And you're able to do that because your conscious analytical mind is so engrossed in the content of the book that it's almost living it. And in the background, your subconscious mind, which runs everything anyway without you realizing, is just keeping you going. It's keeping you breathing, keeping you turning the pages. But you're living this, the incredible things in the book with your analytical mind. And it's separated in a way.
Wow.
And you've been so intense with it, you don't know what else has been happening around you. if someone had slammed the door, perhaps you would have come out of it and said, oh, what was that?
Yeah.
But also think back, if you are driving from one place to another regularly and you know the way from A to B like the back of your hand, so perhaps you've come out from work and you're thinking about all the things you did at work that day, and then you're thinking ahead, what am I going to cook for dinner? 8 o'clock, I have to go and pick up the kids from sport, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, you're walking in your front door and you think, my goodness, how on earth did I even get here?
Yeah.
So, again, your analytical conscious mind has been going through all this stuff, what you did today, what you still need to do. But your subconscious mind, and its main job is to keep you safe. It has taken you from point A to point B safely. It's known when to stop at the traffic lights, known when to give way at that particular intersection, and it's got you home safely, and you've been on autopilot the whole time. So, again, this is a form of trance.
Wow.
So, and in the shower, how often have you been standing in the shower and you've been thinking all these things? You haven't had to consciously think, I have to pick up the soap.
Yeah.
I have to turn the hot water on a bit more. I have to do all that. You just do it.
And I
that's
love
another
that.
Form of trance.
Just because I have those days where they go so fast and I think, why did the day go? But also I feel I was really productive, because I mean, I can relate to this weekend, you know, very spiritual background. I've experienced a lot in my time, and especially when meditation is a big thing for me. And I'm learning,
yes.
I learn to, expand my mind, expand my energy purely for myself, to hold my wisdom longer, because it increases my idea values within my work. It increases my quality of ideas, from, because I like to use my wisdom rather than my phone for my answers. And that means I'm staying human rather. So I remain a human being over a human doing. And
exactly,
that's a big thing for me. But what I'm seeing here is that there are so many different forms of what we could say, or shapes of what is trance, to to just having that light out to think experience. So what I feel I mean by that is, I'm not consciously thinking. I'm just in my own space, my own thought bubble, and in there, then the power of think becomes much deeper, broader, wider.
And that's why we can use meditation as humans, because we have that capacity to put ourselves into trance.
Wow.
And that's the when we decide to go into trance, we can certainly use that for our meditation.
Yeah.
And we can choose how deep we go, or how light we make, depending on the circumstance, whether we want to just de-stress a bit, or whether we want to go really deep and work through things with our subconscious mind taking care of everything.
Now,
but yeah, definitely, that's why we can use meditation as such an incredible tool as well.
Now, for me, Sue, I'm going to say that you have to be a very spiritual person yourself in order for you to appreciate the value of these things you talk about, which is meditation, self-trance, going deep within your own thoughts. So you have to be very spiritual for yourself. What kicked you off? What got you started?
Well, it's crazy, really, because they say when you're around 7, 8 years old, the thing that attracts you the most, the thing you enjoy doing the most, is what you should pursue as an adult, because it's going to be a lifetime of doing something that you enjoy, that you can persist in doing. And other than the horses, because I was one of those really horsey kids, apart from that, I had no idea what I wanted to do in my life, not a clue. And went through school, got to the higher years of high school, secondary college, and went to multiple career advisors, did a lot of testing to see what I would be good at. And I was good at quite a few things, but nothing jumped out at me. So I'd spent my life up until, my late 50s working to earn money to pay the bills.
Yeah.
And for the last 26 years, I've worked for the education department here in Victoria as a business manager. Now, I've had wonderful jobs that I have enjoyed, but it hasn't been my calling. It's just been what you do to pay the bills.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I've met so many wonderful people and had great experiences doing it. So in that way, I've been lucky. I haven't had to pack shelves at the supermarket or drive an Uber or whatever it is just to make money to make ends meet. But then the incredible thing was in my late 50s, as a professional development activity at work, we did a mindfulness course.
Oh, wow.
And it just seemed to come in from left field. And all of a sudden I thought, oh, there you go. This is something that I am amazed with.
Yeah.
That this is something that's calling me to find out more. So at that stage I did become a mindfulness practitioner. But by doing that, so many rabbit holes went down. And each time I learned something new, like NLP, it led to something else. And in the end, it led to the hypnosis. And I had used in that time self-hypnosis, just downloading the audios for all sorts of things, relief of stress, which was part of the mindfulness.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I thought, now I am a competitive horse rider. I see women going out wanting to enjoy their horse riding, but instead they'll roll up at a competition and they'll be so stressed they'll be vomiting behind their horse float, the trailer.
Bless.
Like, and, I mean, how can that be an enjoyable experience? And they're saying the only part of the day they enjoy is when they're finished and they're ready to go home. So this is crazy. I mean, equestrians spend so much money on their sport for a start.
Yeah.
And so much time because you're looking after the animals as well as having your lessons and going places with the horse. And it's a huge chunk out of your life. So why shouldn't you be enjoying it?
Yeah.
So I thought, here we go. I've experienced what hypnosis can do. I will train as a hypnotherapist. And I'll be able to help these women because it's 99% women in the equestrian field as far as the ones who need assistance from me anyway.
Yeah.
So that turned out to be perfect. The women that needed the help were really, I was their last port of call before they made the heart-wrenching decision to sell the horse. Because quite a few of them had got to the stage where they wouldn't even go out and consider riding their horse. And they're paying all this money, whether they've got them at home, and but they're still paying all the bills, getting the farrier, the dentist, paying all the food for the horse, all the feed. And if they're adjusting somewhere, the cost of that, which is huge, on top. So their partner or their friends are saying, oh, God, you know, why don't you just sell that horse? You never ride it. And they're thinking, I can't get rid of the horse. I mean, it's such a huge part of my life.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be like cutting off my right hand if I was to sell the horse. So they're looking for a solution.
Yeah.
And because I can work with them, I know what they've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
I work with them to get back that confidence, that ability to go out and actually ride the horse, and then eventually, after enough time, after enough work between the two of us, they go out and compete again. And I've had emails with photos attached. Look, I went out for a competition first time in 12 months and I cleaned up.
Wow.
There was no vomiting. I was so confident, so gung-ho. And of course, the horse being the extra partner in this
sport,
they're so sensitive. They feel it if the rider is scared, but they also feel it if the rider's confident. And they say, "Oh wow, let's go!
Wow,
let's go! Let's do the best we've ever done." And that's how it works. It's just
wow. Sue, let me come in because we're going to dive back to Sue. We're going to do listeners. We're going to jump into our first commercial, and when we come back there, the lovely Sue is going to call out some of her details with us, in a sense of website and email and those lovely things. All the social media stuff will go out with the show. But we're going to be back in about 90 seconds, listeners. So happy days. Hold on to your hats and be back with us soon, man.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colours or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days. Yes, you're with myself, Paul Rees, with my morning voice, because it is early morning. And the beautiful Sue Williams is with us, and the hypnotherapist. I think I said that right. But hey, if I didn't, then Sue can give me a slap on the hand and say, Paul, this is how you say it. But we are all hypnosis today in the most beautiful way you can think. But before, Sue, before we start, call out your details, love. How do we find you?
The easiest way to find me is through my website, which is sporthypnotherapy.com. No S in the middle. And it's all one word, sporthypnotherapy.com. And, of course, there are links to all the socials from there. And there's also a contact page where you can book a call with me, a no-obligation call, just so we can discuss what I can offer for any sport, any athlete, any sporting team. So,
whoa, now you just opened up a whole new can of worms there for me. Any sport, any athlete. Now, before we go into any sport, any athlete, I want to just touch back on, you know, when you talk about the equestrian sport and the ladies and the people you work with. But now, because when we opened up our conversation, which was around about 24 minutes ago, we talked about the hypnotist, hypnosis and hypnotherapy, and there is a defined difference here. The hypnotist is basically, and we talk about the stage hypnotist here now, the theatrical part of the industry where you're working with audiences, and you know you are looking to. They do work with people that are very open, we could say, and self-convincing, we could say, that you know they are ready for this. They want to be that part of that stage, but then of course. And, you know, when we come to hypnotherapy, is this more subtle? Is this, you know, deeper, I'm going to say?
Yes, well, we have the entertainment factor with the stage hypnotist. Then we have the hypnosis, and we can have the self-hypnosis, as we also spoke about, where you can download recordings and listen to them and be very relaxed and then open up your subconscious mind to positive suggestions. That's what hypnosis is.
Wow.
You bring the subconscious mind forward so that it can hear what you say, because the subconscious part of your mind is very literal, and that's why we can get stuck in these bad habits. And perhaps it's because we keep telling ourselves the wrong stories.
Yeah.
Like there are people who say, I'm no good at maths, never been good at maths, never will be good at maths. Well, that's not necessarily true, but your subconscious mind thinks it's 100% true because that's what you keep telling it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's anything in your life.
Wow.
Perhaps I'll never find the right partner. You know, the partners I've had in the past have been just terrible. I'm awful at picking the right partner. So your subconscious mind gets, yep, you've told me that over and over. So I'll keep pointing you in the direction of the wrong partner.
Yeah.
Because that's what you keep telling me. It is so literal.
Yeah.
So that's why hypnosis is such an incredible tool, because we can go in there to the subconscious mind and reprogram that blueprint. And it's the subconscious mind that runs everything in the background. So if we reprogram it so that, it's like a computer, really.
Yeah.
We put in the good data. Firstly, we get rid of the bad data that's corrupting everything. Then we install these new programs, the positive things.
Yeah.
And it runs perfectly well with positive suggestion. And that's how we improve our life and overcome these limiting beliefs, things that just stick with us that we don't seem to be able to shake. And then the hypnotherapist. Hypnotherapy is the way that someone like me, who is qualified to do so, can lead you through the hypnosis in a therapeutic way. So... It's always the client who is the person in the session who leads what happens. I'm there to guide them in a positive direction, and also to reassure them if anything comes up that is potentially a bit confronting. And I get, if people have had nasty things happen to them in the past, and even though they can't remember them specifically, I'm able to work them through it with them only viewing it perhaps on a cinema screen or a computer screen as a third party.
Yeah.
They don't relive it so that they're in that situation, which becomes very confronting and quite emotionally distressing. They go a step back and they can see, that happened. But then I can move them on to say, it did happen. But guess what? We can get rid of the effect that that particular incident or series of incidents had on you.
Yeah.
And we can move you forward, get rid of the negative, replace it with the positive.
And
that's the job of the hypnotherapist.
And then when you're looking at the girls that you were helping, those who are or are racked with nerves, and to the point, it's like having an out-of-body experience. And I've been there, being someone that's a keynote speaker, and I've spoken in front of many thousands of people. And, although I love my nerves, I give them a name, my nerves are important to me now because they just tell me that I care. And that's the thing, if you are nervous, it's because you care about something you're about to do. But when you work with those people, with those ladies, you find that because... they want to do this, they become easier to work with because they love what they do. Obviously, they love the sport because, as I say, horse riding is a way of life, not a dip in and dip out of something.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, it is incredible.
That's so true, yeah. And it's because why it works so well with them is exactly what you've said. They want to get back to the way they were they want to overcome that lack of confidence that perhaps haven't been at home with kids has caused because they've been away from the sport.
Yeah.
And as I was saying to you earlier, especially having kids changes a woman's body. Mm-hmm. So where she may have had that riding fitness before she had the kids, unless she has been really rigorous with her training from straight after having the kids giving birth, her body is going to change so much she's not going to be able to ride to the same level as she yeah. did prior to having kids.
Yeah.
So this is something else we have to work through, mm-hmm. the realization. And then also I can help these people with their getting back into physical fitness.
Mm-hmm.
That's an extra thing that I can do with the sport hypnotherapy.
Yeah.
So it's a package. I can get them riding fit again, not only mentally but physically.
And this isn't counselling, though. We're not counselling here, are we? You're working with the subconscious mind. There's a difference.
Absolutely. Yeah, because you can talk and talk and talk, but if you've still got this faulty programming in the subconscious mm-hmm. mind, it's still going to override things. This is why willpower doesn't work. You can force yourself to give up chocolate. but there, then again, as soon as you have it, that switches on again. Oh, how good is this chocolate?
Yeah.
And then you're reinforcing it again with the subconscious mind. And it remembers, oh, I remember in the past how good chocolate was. And you've been forceful with yourself using willpower.
Darn it, girl. You want to get out of my head. You're right to my chocolate party there. You really, that's exactly what happened. Yeah,
absolutely, I do.
That's exactly what happened. And here's the thing is that, you know, when we think about, you know, now I'm seeing hypnotherapy in a very different light, under a very different spotlight. I really am, because I'm seeing the intelligence behind it.
Yeah.
I'm seeing, and it is, there's a huge amount of emotional intelligence behind hypnotherapy. And also, because when you are working with the subconscious of another person, there has to be, there has to be many ingredients. One, there has to be a spirituality there with that person just to entertain, you know, working with the subconscious mind, because that is the biggest spiritual part of us, I believe.
Yeah,
my perception.
Certainly, you know? Correct.
Yeah. But also I'm seeing in there that, because there's a lot of sides to you. We've got the sport hypnotherapy in power hypno, doctor of quantum counseling and clinical hypnotherapist, NES health, and here we go,
bioenergetics.
Thank you, girl, because
bioenergetics.
I just could not pull those letters together in that word. And quantum journeys, hypnosis practitioner.
Yeah.
I mean, girl, you've got more certifications than most people. It's beautiful. But it tells me also that this isn't a passion. It's a life for you.
Oh, it is. Yes, so much. It has become that. And so much so that now I'm doing the hypnotherapy, having worked for the education department, that's gone. Now it's the hypnotherapy, and it is such a huge part of my life because I'm speaking to people about it all the time.
Yeah.
Trying to get people to realise that it's not that last-ditch effort of trying to overcome things. Try it first.
Yeah.
And if the worst that can happen is you'll come away from a session feeling so relaxed,
mm-hmm.
feeling so good about yourself, that why wouldn't you try it?
And this, can you do this remote, like Zoom?
Yeah, all my sessions, unless I'm talking to a group like a sporting team or, as I am this weekend, a group of horse riders who are together to do training,
mm-hmm.
Then I will go out and speak to them in person. But otherwise, all the sessions are on Zoom.
Wow,
so
girl.
I can help people anywhere in the world.
Wow, you've just opened this up massively to the whole world. And here we are, listeners.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sue Williams from Australia, this is where you want to be. If you're struggling, go to this lady, because hypnotherapy is a real thing. It is a
It
real
is.
thing. And I did come in not being skeptical of this because I'm a very open-minded person and I'm a big believer that every human has talents in their own way. But this is real for me now. This is real because I have now separated hypnotherapy from the hypnotist.
Yes.
I've now got that separation. Even, hypnosis has a different feel to what hypnotherapy is for me because I see there's more depth to what you
Oh,
do here.
yes.
That's what I'm seeing here because,
Yeah.
and it's wonderful, but also, you're not just tied into what is the equestrian way of life. You, as you say, you work with all kinds of sports people.
Yeah, I certainly do. Yeah, my motto is any sport, any athlete, any team. And I've worked with some incredible people over the years in various sports, like basketball, golf, tennis, martial arts, and of course the mindset for the martial arts people is so important. And so
Golf is
they
the
it
same.
just
Golf is all
yeah.
head work.
Yes, certainly is.
Yeah,
Yep.
truly that connection with that club and that ball. Apparently, golf is mostly head work, And listen, I'm
Yeah.
a big
Yep.
cyclist. Cycling is a big way of life for me. Done a lot of racing over the years, so cycling's a big thing. And yes, there's fitness in there as it is when you ride a horse, but it's still so much head work in
Oh,
biking.
look, it's a huge part of virtually every sport is the mind game. If it's a competitive sport, whether you're competing against others or against yourself, wanting to get a better score, like with golf, it's the mind game and you have to play it smart. Otherwise, you're wasting your time.
And it's great that so, of course, coming from a sport background yourself, then that think stamina, people use it's a think stamina, it's a self-belief stamina, it's a self-worth stamina that you bring into your sporting game, and it, and it is, it's how you feel about yourself is going to be the outcome of that day, of that
Oh,
sporting day, that
yes.
sporting
Yeah.
event. And it's
Yeah.
such a fine line. It's such a fine line feeling that you rely on to be top of your game. It's
Oh, it
such a
is.
fine, and it's so fragilely strong at the same time.
It's incredibly fragile. And again, if you're just using the willpower, you're going to be battling the whole time. And you'll be battling against the last performance, whether that was good enough or not. You'll be battling against that competitor who always seems to just pip you at the post, or that particular movement, perhaps, a springboard diver, a surfer, anyone else who has specific movements, gymnasts, of course, and they've got that maybe one or two movements that they just cannot nail. Why can't they? Because that at the last moment, that subconscious programming comes forward and said, "Oh, this is the movement you always fail at. Oh, I'm good at this. I'll make you fail again."
Oh man,
Yeah.
that's such a millisecond, isn't it? It's such a millisecond of the change to making everything not win. That's
Yeah.
just crazy.
And of course, it's also in your general life. It's I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough to do this, that, and the other. And I've got a story about a rugby player that I was speaking to. And he was, or still is, an incredible player. And the coaches had said, you can be whatever you want to be. And he had got up to national level in the training squads for national selection. And he'd done that multiple times. But every time he got into that squad, he would do something. He would crash his car. He would split up with his partner. He would injure himself. Once or twice, he turned to drink and drugs. And I said, well, just think back. We don't even need to do the hypnosis here. You think back. The last time you crashed your car, what had happened just before it? Oh, I got put into that team. The last time you split up with your partner, what happened just before? Oh, every time. And it was this limiting belief in the subconscious that said, yeah, you can get to the training squad, but you'll never be good enough to get into the national team.
Wow.
Even though multiple coaches had said he had so much talent.
Yeah.
But it was that limiting belief. And all you need to do is go in and change that programming, and then you can move past that. And the hypnotherapy also gives you the tools to stop yourself regressing.
Wow.
So
that's incredible.
This can all be programmed in.
That is incredible.
It's just amazing.
Wow. Yep. We're going to jump back this, listeners, into this amazing conversation in about 90 seconds. We're going to jump into our second commercial. So go out there, get yourself a bathroom break, a little wee-wee, and then when we come back then, our lovely Sue is going to call out the website to get your pen and paper ready, and we're going to continue this amazing deep dive-ness. Happy days.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with NasalGuard. NasalGuard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try NasalGuard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days, yes, to you, myself, Paul Rees on UK Health Radio. That was my radio voice made up, as they say. And I'm with a beautiful Sue Williams from Down Under in Australia. But if you're not Australia, it's in Australia. Do you know what I mean? But it is the other side of the world for me. And before we went into our commercial, we were diving into sort of limiting beliefs is where we are. Now, there's a lot of ways you can look at this, you know, myself. I have things I say to myself throughout my day that keep me, I feel aligned, you know, and, you know, there are things like, you know, every day in every way, I'm more successful in life. You can say these things to yourself and it does certainly realign, you know, how you think. But what you're doing then is going that those layers deeper again, would you say?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And of course, saying things like that, positive mantras, saying them to yourself as often as you remember to do it is a really good thing to do, because we're reprogramming the subconscious mind by saying that.
Yeah.
Now, instead of the negatives, which we often just revert to because mm-hmm. that's just the way we do things,
yeah.
telling yourself how good you are. And that's not a bad thing. Yeah. Tell yourself how good you are. Look at all the positives, all the things you achieved today. Congratulate yourself on it. And then that will go into the subconscious mind and that will continue. So, yeah, that's a great thing to do.
I mean, I'm a big fan of practicing my bragging rights in life.
Absolutely.
I don't see it as being egotistical. I see it as being celebrating myself. And I do like to practice my bragging rights. Trust me, you know, I'm Paul Rees. I'm 55 years of age and I'm one handsome man. And that's okay. It's okay to say these things, people.
Perfectly fine.
Yeah, I'm very beautiful.
I encourage it. Most definitely, I tell my clients, tell yourself whenever you think of it, look at what you've achieved.
Yeah.
How good are you? How much further have you gone than anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the positivity is amazing and your subconscious hears it and it's literal and it believes it.
I love it because you've taken that opportunity for every human being to really look in themselves and somewhat undo. And I know I'm not going to tread carefully when I say this, but you know, everybody has a condition in the first 10 years of their life, and that's called mom and dad, or whoever parented you. And it's not that they meant harm by that, but you know, they did what they knew. You know, my parents, I've had to undo a lot of my parents in my life. But that doesn't mean my parents are wrong people. They're beautiful people. But they are people that fitted in their time. And if I continue their process of thought in my time, then there's going to be no growth because time has changed. You know, so think about it, people, you know. And that's why we have beautiful people like the lovely Sue Williams here. You know, roaming the earth, they say, being available. Sue, what's your website again, please, love?
sporthypnotherapy.com, all one word. There's no S in the middle. There's no sports. It's sporthypnotherapy.com. And all the contact details for me are available on the website.
How lucky were you to grab that domain, girl?
Oh,
I mean, you got sporthypnotherapy.com. Man, you were lucky to grab that one.
Oh, the stars were aligned that day. For sure.
I'm like, how did you get that name? I mean, that's such a prime domain name.
I know. And the crazy thing was I had only just started my training, so I wasn't a clinical hypnotherapist at that stage. I was someone learning hypnotherapy. And I thought, I'm going to grab it because it's probably not going to be there the next time I look.
You're right. It wouldn't be.
Oh, yes.
When you think about hypnotherapy and how the open-mindedness is growing now, you know, 10 years from now, you know, there's going to be a different, you know, when we think about, you know, before we come on air, you said, you know, you do energy work with animals, and we're not going to get a great deal of time to go into this, but there's a lot more openness to people wanting to look at more organic Mother Nature way of looking at how we look after ourselves. And you know, the energy work you do with animals, you talked about the software also involved in that.
Yes, there is. As you said, when you were reading out my qualifications, I'm a NES health practitioner. We do the bioenergetics. And it has proprietary software. I use a hand scanner on horses, dogs and cats, as well as humans, of course. Humans can do a voice scan for exactly the same thing. But the scanner reads the energy field of the human or animal's body, also reads the energy fields of every organ, the energy fields put out by the different emotions.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is cutting-edge software. Wow. It reads the energy fields and shows them on screen.
Wow. Let me jump in because we are tight on time. But if we get in touch with you through the website, we'll be able to get more information on this with yourself, won't we?
Yes, definitely.
Happy days. I'm sorry at the cut in there because I know I'm looking at the clock thinking,
I understand.
Out of time.
Understand.
It's gone so fast. We've been in a trance for the last 50 minutes. Do you know what I mean?
I think you have.
It's been beautiful. It really has.
I've worked my magic.
For you, we are listeners, the beautiful Sue Williams, and you will find her on her website. All her social media details will be out with the show, so you'll connect with her anyway. So, you know, it's been beautiful, Sue Williams. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been amazing. And for all your listeners, so don't forget about myself, Paul Rees, Legacy Business Designer. You can get me at Paul Rees. www.paulrees.business. You'll find my website there. If you're looking to build your legacy business, philanthropic entrepreneur coach, if you're looking for that, then reach out to me. I am the man that will help you design those businesses. But here's the thing, go to Sue first, because you want to remove all those limiting beliefs before we even come to myself. Otherwise, I'm going to be struggling to build that legacy business for you. Sue Williams, thank you so much, girl.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. It's been a real thrill talking to you today, Paul. Thank you.
Oh, you're a diamond, girl. It's been very beautiful. And listeners, until this time next week, you have an amazing week. Reach out to Sue Williams. She's the lady to remove those limiting beliefs for any sports-given person in the world. And guess what? She does energy work with animals also. Happy days. Until this time next week, boom! Bye for now. Emotion.